Minister of Defense, ladies and gentlemen, good morning again and welcome to the NATO Chiefs of Defense and the Strategic Commanders gathered here in a Split for the Military Committee Conference 2016. Let us begin this morning with paying the tribute to our military personnel who are delivering success on NATO operations and to remember the sacrifice of those men and women killed and wounded in the line of duty. I will now make some introductory remarks in the presence of the media before I ask the President of Croatia to formally open our conference. La conférence annuelle des chefs d'état-major de la défense des pays de l'OTAN.
The annual conference of NATO chiefs of defense is an opportunity to have an open discussion on some of the toughest issues for the alliance. Our ability to have a frank and open discussion whilst reaching a consensus at 28 and soon at 29 is a strength, and it demonstrates the solidarity which exists within the alliance. As always for these gatherings, there will be newcomers at this table. I would start with Admiral Dragan Samardzic of Montenegro. Dragan, I'm very happy to welcome you here, welcome you as well as the armed forces of your country. You have observer status, and this is the last step towards becoming the 29th member of this unique alliance. I would also like to welcome two new colleagues. The first is from the Kingdom of Belgium, General Mark Compernel, and the second is from the United Kingdom, Air Chief Marshal Sir Stuart Peach. Mark and Stuart, we wish you success in these demanding jobs. We look forward to your ideas and comments, and we are counting on you to enhance our thinking. You were appointed to lead your country's armed forces at a critical juncture. The security environment is changing. Actors, be they state or non-state actors, are seizing every opportunity to undermine the international order. It is up to us to fully understand these security challenges and to make sure that we are fully ready to achieve the military strategic effects which will be required when the time comes.
Heads of state and government agreed a renewed emphasis on collective defense. So we are rebuilding the full spectrum of forces and capabilities to deliver credible deterrence against any potential adversary. In addition, heads of state and government reiterated that NATO must retain its ability to respond to crises beyond our borders. And NATO must continue enhancing international security through supporting partners and working with international organizations. The alliance now has agreed policy for strengthened deterrence and defense posture and for projecting stability. It is our responsibility to develop this policy into a sound military strategy. This requires a coherence check of the totality of military adaptation agreed at the Wales and Warsaw summits. We will also discuss potential enhancement and improvements to the NATO command structure and NATO force structure prior to the normal functional assessment. This afternoon, our focus will shift to NATO's operations, missions, and activities. In particular, we will discuss the Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan, which remains our operational main effort. KFOR and Southeast Europe, as well as our activities in the Mediterranean, will be in our focus. In each of our sessions, we will be supported by our strategic commanders, SACER General Mike Scaparotti and SACT General Denis Mercier, who will provide the detailed military strategic assessments on the issues we discuss. General Mirko Shundov and I will brief the media on the outcomes of our discussions this afternoon. I think the time has now come to formally open the conference. Madam President, let me express our thanks to Croatia for such a warm welcome and the incredible hospitality we have experienced since our arrival. We are extremely grateful that you, Madam President, are opening our conference. Croatia is a steadfast member of the Alliance. Her continued participation in NATO operations in Afghanistan, Kosovo, and on the high seas demonstrate Croatia's commitment to the principles that bind the Alliance together. I would like to congratulate you on your country's active role within the Alliance. And I will now hand you the floor to address NATO Chiefs of Defense and Strategic Commanders. Madam President.
Thank you, Mr. President. General Pavel, members of the NATO Military Committee, first of all, again, a warm welcome to Split to Croatia. I hope that your visit so far has been a pleasant one, and I know that we are looking forward today to a very fruitful day of constructive discussions in following up on the Warsaw, but also the Wales Summit commitments. There is a lot of work ahead of us, but let me first use this opportunity to thank all of you, to thank all of your men and women in uniform for their commitment to the Alliance, for defending the Alliance's values, and for participating in many of the peace support missions around the world aimed at resolving the root causes of the crisis that are now affecting our own countries as well. In Warsaw, the heads of state and government of NATO have provided you with tasks and guidance to continue the tremendous work our alliance has achieved during the last 2 years. In Wales, we gave the initial guidance in an impressive show of unity among allies, and we managed to maintain the momentum to Warsaw. Now it is your task to take us one step further in facing the challenges ahead of us. And those challenges are many. A Europe whole, free, and at peace has not been achieved yet. We face an arc of instability ranging from the most northern borders of our alliance to the south, where the MENA region is in widespread turmoil. The answer how to confront these challenges can fit into a single word, which encompasses the most fundamental principle and value of NATO, and that is solidarity. And with that, let me open officially the NATO Military Committee Conference 2016. Thank you again all for coming here, and kindly ask the media to leave the room as we have a short technical break. Thank you.